Simon Tavlama Beis, Sivalef, the Machaber says, Yizahir Shalo Yidaber Ben Abrachu with Chilas Abedika. You should be careful. And then we take a Schametz, and you not speak. And if any hefsek between the Bracha Abedika Schametz and the actual beginning of the Bedika. Bidiyevit, if you did speak, the Mishnah Berurah says that you would have to go back and make a new Bracha. As long as it was something that wasn't related to the Bedika, you would have to make a new Bracha because you stopped between the Bracha and the Mitzvah. But the Shulchan Aruch continues, it's best not to speak about anything between the until you complete the entire bedika that you're doing, so that you could focus on the bedika that you're doing. And the Mishnah Berurah says, if you do happen to speak during the bedika, and it has nothing to do with the bedika, you don't have to make a new bracha, because as long as you started the mitzvah, once you made the bracha, so that's okay. Something which is tzorach habedika, like saying, hey, look over there, or something like that, or pass me the candle, so that for sure you're allowed to speak. That's not considered to be a hefsek at all. If you went to the bathroom during bedikas chametz, Rav Yashiv says that you would make an asher yatzer. And Rav Azner says you could even answer amen to somebody else's bracha during bedikas chametz. So beis, bracha achas yachol livdo kama batim. Once you make one bracha, you could check many houses. If the person wants, when he makes a bracha, he could have other people standing next to him. And tell each person, you go check there, you go check there, you check it there, all relying on the bracha that the Baal HaBayis made. The Mishnah Berurah says, really, there is a concept of the mitzvah yosem b'shulcho, so you should do it yourself. But midina, you can rely on other people doing it as well. Medina, you can rely on the bedika of women and slaves and children, etc. But l'chadchila, men should be the ones to do it above the age of bar mitzvah to make sure that the bedika is being done appropriately. The Rama adds, v'nogin la'aniach petite chametz b'makom she'imtzayim habodek. The minhag is to put little pieces of bread around so that the bodek will find them. Kedei shelo b'rachas levatala, to ensure that there's no bracha levatala, because if you make the bracha on bedikas chametz and you end up not finding any chametz, it might have been a bracha levatala. But the Rama adds, umihu im lo nasan lo ikev, das kol adam im bracha levarim nimtza. Really, it's not a bracha levatala even if you don't find bread, because the purpose of the bracha is if you find bread, you will burn it. So it's not that there's a chiv to actually find the bread. The Mishnah Berurah says it's important that the bread that you put out be bread which doesn't crumble, so it doesn't leave crumbs. The Taz also adds that the bracha that you're making is on the fact that you're going to burn whatever is left over from your eating that night or the next day. I mean, there's definitely going to be some type of chametz around, so therefore you don't really need to put the pieces out. However, it's not kedai to be mevatel the minhag, says the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Chok Yaakov, and he quotes the Arizal, says the minhag is to put out 10 pieces of bread, and you should be careful to do this, as this is the minhag ha'olam. True, this is the Chazanish, according to the Aruchos Rabbeinu, did not have the minhag to put these pieces out, but the minhag ha'olam is definitely to do it. Nowadays, that our houses are very clean, so Rav Yashiv says that me'ikar din, you have to put out the pieces, because we clean our houses completely beforehand. If you didn't put out the pieces, then you wouldn't make the bracha. Whereas Rosh Hashanah Orbach says, no, there's an obligation to check and make a bracha, even if you didn't put out bread, because nowadays that we clean the house as well, there's really no chiyuv bedika in order to find the chametz and get it out of the house. Rather, the whole purpose of the bedika is to make sure that we cleaned appropriately. So that's what you're making the bracha on, to make sure that you cleaned appropriately, and to ensure that there is no more chametz. Someone who does the bedika before the night of the 14th, because they're going away for Pesach or something like that, the Mechaz Yitzchak says there's no reason to put out bread pieces, because you're not making a bracha anyway. Whereas Rav Yashiv says, no, based on what the Arizal says, that there's some type of sod involved in putting out the pieces, so you should still put out the pieces, even if you're not making a bracha. Simon Tov Lamed Gimel, Dina Medika Eschametz Sefalef. The Medika Eschametz needs to be done by the candlelight, and not by the moonlight. Mishnah Berurah says that it's done through the candle because you are able to find the chametz best that way. And we discussed already issues of if you're allowed to use a flashlight or not, a machlokas poskim, and whether you should leave the lights on or shut the lights off.